This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top diplomats for the United States and China had a public blow-up in front of reporters Thursday as the two global powers met in Anchorage, Alaska to discuss policy and attempt to restore ties. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and his Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi go at it.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
UCLA men's basketball showed plenty of moxie over Michigan State in a first four game in the NCAA tournament. The Spartans blew an 11-point lead as UCLA wins in overtime 86-80. The victory was at Mackey Arena on Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Internal Revenue Service is warning the public that your money is a hacker's goal. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The IRS is warning people that scammers are going to try and confuse you by mentioning coronavirus this tax filing season. Basically, thieves are trying to get your Social Security number and other information, which can be used to steal your refund and cause other financial headaches. CyberReason CEO Lior Liz says hackers know taxes are fantastic bait for their scam.
What hackers doing today, they're trying to convince you to click as much as possible. When it's related to the IRS, the probability that you will click is high because everybody is nervous about it. Everybody wants to make sure that they're doing it right. And when it's happening, you just click and don't think twice.
That audio courtesy of CNBC, the IRS will never call you or text you or contact you on social media.
Tax day has been moved back to May 17th. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Gallen tells MajorLeagueBaseball.com about finding a new home in Arizona.
I think so, yeah. When you get traded, it's that weird feeling of, you know, am I wanted here? Is it a business? Whatever it is. But, you know, I love being here. The org, the guys, you know, everything I think just kind of fits my style.
Zach explains how ball placement is more important than speed.
Yeah, I think it's just something, you know, I grew up, I didn't throw hard at all. Had a late velo spike, I think it was my junior year. So for me, it's always just kind of been, you got to learn how to pitch. You got to learn how to mix pitches. I think it was kind of funny back in the day. That was almost a slight of, you know, they were like, oh, he's going to have to mix pitches. But for me, I just think it was a chess match when I'm out there, just trying to outsmart the hitter and use every weapon I have.
Zach's pitching strategy appears to be being predictably unpredictable.
I mean, for me, I just love, different sequences that are outside the box, really. That started back in 19 with Brian Holiday in New Orleans. You know, he was just calling some pitches in different counts that I probably didn't, you know, necessarily think about, and then just went from there. So for me, it's just trying to keep the guys on their toes. not get too predictable, and you know, just stay down in the zone, go up when I have to, and let everything else work off of that.
The Diamondbacks and Brewers mix it up today in spring training, 4:10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Interesting to note that more than half of young Americans say they'd rather live in a socialist country than in a capitalist one. You heard that right. More than half of young Americans. I mean, we chuckle a bit because it's like you wonder and you go, well, who taught you this? Who said that this was really a serious consideration? But that question is not asked. You know, we don't look to the people that have indoctrinated the kids into thinking that socialism is the way to go. And part of their argument, because it's half-baked, such as what seems to be the dialogue in this politically correct society in which we find ourselves in now, there's very little scholarship. It's just all about emotion. And this woke society that wants to insist that socialism is the way to go. In fact, they'll say, well, you know, Jesus was a socialist. You know that? No, I didn't know that, and no, I don't believe that. Well, in his book, Was Jesus a Socialist? Economist and historian Lawrence Reed, who joins us now, demolishes that idea and that very weak facade of an argument. Lawrence, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me.
So who told our kids that socialism is the way to go, huh?
Well, I think in most cases they're hearing this from their teachers in K-12, mm-hmm. and certainly even more so from professors at the college and university level. But they're told about socialism in the most superficial fashion. Mm-hmm. They come out of school thinking that, oh, socialism is about caring and sharing and giving and being nice to people and so forth, relieving them of their responsibilities. Well, the other side of the coin is that socialism is force. It's the concentration of power, and it ultimately eats away at the very wealth that some of these young people seem to think is going to be created so that they can redistribute it.
Right. Wealth on every level. I mean, even though we're talking about material wealth, we're talking about even intellectual wealth. All that is thrown, you know, by the wayside. And it shocks me, I got to tell you, Lawrence, that you have supposedly these professors that are supposed to be known for their scholarship, that they've abandoned that and they've taken the easy route to, you know, present some sort of, you know, false argument that has very little substance to it. You know, God forbid that they would have a child in that class ask a critical question, because they'd probably fold themselves in two like a cheap lawn chair.
Yeah. Those professors in many cases are just superimposing their preconceived political agenda upon current events or upon the teachings of Jesus to serve the ends of their agenda, not the ends of truth and what we know to be the case. And by the way, socialism has no theory of wealth creation. Those of us who are free market economists, we talk about wealth creation in terms of entrepreneurship, division of labor, investment, innovation, capital formation. But socialists have no such theory. They never talk about how it comes into being. They simply have schemes to confiscate it and redistribute it.
Exactly. And when you consider capitalism and what capitalism and the free markets have been able to do in terms of really helping people, I mean, history is replete with practical and empirical examples, is it not?
That's right. Over and over and over again. Even economies that have been flattened and virtually destroyed by socialism or by war, a little bit of capitalism goes a long way and they can recover. And one of the best examples of that is post-World War II Germany, which had been governed by a socialist regime. Hitler was a socialist. And, of course, occupied, defeated, devastated, demoralized after the war. And a guy named Ludwig Erhard comes to power in Germany, and he decides he's going to cut taxes, slash the size of the government, institute a sound currency, balance the budget, and in no time at all, the whole world was talking about the post-war German economic miracle. Over and over again, socialism produces disaster, and then capitalism has to save it.
Yeah, and even when you go back deeper, we had this conversation earlier this morning, Lawrence, in terms of the outright devastation, how many people have died at the hands of socialism. And it's been interesting because I think even there was a talk show. I can't remember who was the host at the time, celebrated talk show host, though, at the time, and made a statement, which was I thought was bizarre, saying that more people had died at the hands of Christians than any other government form of government in the history of man. I mean, what an ignorant statement to make, because all you had to do was look at the empirical evidence and just see, even in the modern era, 170 million people devastated by socialism, by communists, by these ism governments that have taken over because it's all about central command and control.
Absolutely. The Black Book of Communism that came out a few years ago documented more than 100 million people killed just by communism and just in the 20th century.
And with that recent history, the kids want to embrace socialism? I mean, me, this is a disaster that you have these professors that are supposed to represent knowledge and scholarship, and they're putting out this kind of, faux intelligence, to our young kids. I mean, this is disgusting.
Yeah, it's not only disgusting, it's an echo of the past. Roman history is a favorite area of mine, and late in the Roman Republic, you had the same problems. You had university professors, you had so-called intellectuals, teachers, who were teaching young Romans to hate their country. It's the same thing all over again.
Yeah, it is hard to swallow for those of us who, especially who have served the country in the military, to see what's happening, to this once proud American society, government of for by we the people, and how we the people have checked out and have surrendered to this woke culture, and what we're leaving in its wake is, I'll tell you, when you play this out, Lawrence, it's pretty scary.
It is, but we've got to push back. We can't let the other side win anything without a fight. It's important that we arm ourselves intellectually to make the case for freedom, free markets, and for our heritage. And that was one of the reasons for my book, was Jesus a Socialist. I wanted to put a Christian context to the case against socialism and show, by citation of Scripture, that Jesus himself never sanctioned or approved of anything remotely connected to the ethics or the economics of socialism.
Well, the thing that's so disingenuous about this whole attack is that really they are coming after our God. They're coming after our faith. They just don't have the nerve and the courage to just give it to us straight. But that's exactly what it comes down to. And so your book, Was Jesus a Socialist, is so right on, because you're meeting them right at the beachhead of what they're attacking. But they don't even have the intestinal fortitude to be that honest to say, hey, we want your God out of here.
Yeah, that's right. That's the purpose of the book.
Was Jesus a socialist? Lawrence Reed demolishes the idea that Jesus called on earthly governments to redistribute wealth or centrally plan the economy or even impose a welfare state. And we're going to get into more detail on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. In a 2016 Barna Group poll, Americans said that socialism aligns better with Jesus' teaching than capitalism does, and that self-proclaimed democratic socialist Bernie Sanders aligns closest to Jesus' teachings. They actually said this. I tell you, Lawrence Reed, it is amazing the things that can come out of the minds of freewheeling Americans that somehow disengage from reason and their, you know, their intelligence.
Oh, yeah. And I think the people who make these claims about Jesus in most cases probably haven't spent 5 minutes with the New Testament to actually find out what he really did say. Everybody knows the story of the loaves and the fishes. Mm-hmm. About 5,000 people showed up to hear Jesus speak. They were hungry. Jesus turns to a disciple and says, where are we going to get the food to feed all these people? The Bible says he knew where he was going to get it. He was just testing Philip, his disciple. And so he did not say to Philip and the other disciples, well, there's a rich neighborhood nearby or a grocery store or a bank. Go rob them and bring the proceeds here so we can give to these people. If he had said that, you could say he'd be a socialist.
Right.
But he used his unique power to create new wealth, not to pilfer a crumb from anybody else. Mm. And that's how he fed them.
Exactly. Well, you know, God puts it out there to us, first of all, to assess what do we have? I mean, even when he fed, you know, the 5,000, he asked that question. What do we have? And it's a call for us to take inventory of the giftings and talents and resources that are within our immediate control. But as that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I changed that. I used to have that in my office, and I changed that saying to say obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. Because when we look at it the way God looks at it, you know, it gives us a different answer, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And Jesus said on more than one occasion that he came to fulfill the law, not to overturn it. And by the law, he was referring to the Mosaic law, principally the Ten Commandments. And we should remind ourselves that the eighth of those Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not steal. It doesn't say, thou shalt not steal unless you're absolutely sure you can spend it better than the guy who earned it.
Right.
Or thou shalt not steal unless you really want it. Or thou shalt not steal, but it's okay to hire a politician who will do it on your behalf.
Yeah, what a mess. And the thing is, you see, I take God for his word, and this is one that has challenged me forever, even from the first time I heard it, when God said, be fruitful and multiply. What did he mean by that? Why would he tell us to do something if we were not capable of doing? I mean, he really put the responsibility on each one of us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And look how he created us. The most interesting, the most far-reaching aspect of our humanity is the fact that no two of us are alike.
Mm-hmm.
No two people who have ever lived have been precisely the same. And that suggests that in order for each of us to be fully human, to be fully who we are, we have to have a significant measure of liberty to exercise our choices.
Exactly.
God did not make us like a fleet of robots to be programmed by some central planner.
Yeah, why would we surrender our God-given freedoms to somebody that would want to limit us, to, in a sense, mediocritize us? I mean, to me, that is so unholy and such a slap in the face for Creator God, who created you, Lawrence, with a specific purpose in mind. And I should think that I could come along and short-circuit God's perfect plan for your life?
Well, we shake our heads and say, how can anybody do that? But you look back at history and you find that dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, mm-hmm. of countries and civilizations have done precisely that.
Mm-hmm.
I like to tell audiences that much of Christ's message was a call to character. And if you look at the historical sweep of things, you discover that no country or no civilization ever lost its character and kept its liberties.
Mm.
They go hand in hand. When people stop being honest and humble and responsible and courageous, then before long, whatever liberties they had will be gone.
Well, and the other thing is you get governments who really are outside of their lane. They really violate their design and why they exist when they think that they are God, which is what we talked about earlier. I mean, they're not even honest enough to say, look, we are your God. I mean, we're that new golden calf that just, you know, popped out of the fire here, and that this is to be what we're supposed to worship now, and forget about the God of the universe that created it all. It's this golden calf that just popped out of this furnace that is the new object of our affection.
That's right. And, you know, really good theologians who understand their history and their economics and their human nature recognize that the most toxic motivator in all of human history is the lust for power. Mm-hmm. That's what socialists have succumbed to. They want power. They want power centralized and concentrated in the hands of the state. And that just never ends well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can take a perfectly good person, give him or her a considerable degree of power, and in almost every case, and rather quickly, they descend into corruption and all kinds of dastardly attributes.
Well, they can't sustain it. I mean, they want the power. They get the power. Now what? And they don't have the wherewithal to sustain this, because they're out of their lane. It was never, God never intended government to operate in this manner. I mean, this is what was so beautiful about our U.S. Constitution and our founding fathers, who really, you know, they designed a country based on, you know, what God had revealed to them. And here we are, and we're tossing it aside, you know, so casually, it seems, these days.
Yeah, I always say that the two greatest dangers in government are, one, mission creep, and two, creeps on a mission. You combine those two things together, and you get an awful lot of mischief.
Well, and, you know, and here we are, Lawrence, having dealt with this last year with, you know, COVID and fear rising and, you know, the abandonment, of, like you say, of moral character. I mean, we're on the downside of a hill that doesn't end well for us here, and
no,
and barring Jesus' second return soon and very soon, we would pray. Boy, there's a lot of pain in River City ahead.
Yeah, I think so. And can you imagine if he returned today and spoke to a large audience and said, "Okay, tell me what you did for the poor." Do you think he'd be impressed if people started raising their hands saying, "Well, I voted for the politicians who said they would take care of that"?
Yes.
I think he would say, "What? You didn't get the message."
Right. Exactly. It was never designed, you know, for the politicians to do this. This is all, again, this is a false narrative. But, you know, like what history has shown us time and again, what always precedes the genuine is the false. And right now we're in that era where, you know, we get faux everything. We got faux news, faux politicians, you know, just go right on down the list. And it's a matter of time before the genuine comes out. And I can't wait for it, because the sooner the better, then, you know, if it's God's will that this country would continue to live on and that we would get back on track, then it would be. If not, we're going to go into that really wonderful, ultimate one world government led by the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Absolutely. You know, if we just committed ourselves once again to focusing on the truth, advancing
yes.
The truth at all costs, we'd be in a lot better shape. But socialists, they don't want you to know the truth. They never say, "Hey, put us in charge, and we will regulate you, run your life, tell you what to do, give you stuff, but, of course, in exchange for your liberty." They never tell you that. They just tell you one side of the story. We're going to care for you, give you free stuff, and do good things for you.
Yeah. Where have the socialists ever in history set humanity free and caused them to be elevated to such a degree that, you know, they were happier than ever? If anything, it's all about misery ultimately comes with the socialist plan, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You summed it up well.
Who was Jesus? Was Jesus a socialist? Lawrence Reed answers that in his new book that will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Lawrence Reed, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
Rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top diplomats for the United States and China had a public blow-up in front of reporters Thursday as the two global powers met in Anchorage, Alaska to discuss policy and attempt to restore ties. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and his Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi go at it.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
UCLA men's basketball showed plenty of moxie over Michigan State in a first four game in the NCAA tournament. The Spartans blew an 11-point lead as UCLA wins in overtime 86-80. The victory was at Mackey Arena on Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, we're coming to that intersection, aren't we? I mean, really, when you see what's happening with our freedoms. I'll tell you, I have been trying to find out more details about what's in that $1.9 trillion stimulus proposed by the Democrats. And it's been a bit of a challenge. I mean, they scrubbed it early on as soon as, you know, people started to actually read what was in the bill and saw that very little was going through, you know, $1.9 trillion. Not a whole lot was going for COVID relief. In typical Democratic form and fashion. Well, if you're ready for this one, as if the Biden-Pelosi spending couldn't get any worse, Nancy Pelosi is now pushing for coronavirus relief checks that only apply to federal employees. Now, they've been working all along, right? But somehow they need relief checks. And didn't Joe Biden say we were going to get something like 2,000? I mean, he was promising, he was in a sense kind of buying votes, telling people, well, I'm going to give you $2,000 relief checks. Well, hey, Uncle Joe, I mean, here we are. We're looking at March, and we still haven't got a new check. And then that 2,000 became 400, and, you know, we're still kind of waiting, and not everybody has gotten their cards or their money. Well, buried within this stimulus check, are you ready for this? Federal employees are going to be given up to 15 weeks of paid leave. Guess and how much they get for that paid leave? $1,400 per week. So how does that seem fair? You get one, if you're lucky, one $1,400 check, but if you're a federal employee, you get 15 $1,400 checks. Oh, the government been very, very good to you at the expense of we, the people. Go figure. Well, our next guest that we're bringing on right now is Dan Schultz. Dan is an elected Arizona Republican Party precinct committeeman and a state committeeman, a veteran, an attorney, an author with 10 years in the political trenches. And so he's got the bruises and more than the T-shirt, probably the tourniquet as well, to close down some of the wounds. Dan Schultz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, amazing, this spending bill, as we find out more and more, and just as a programming note, Adam Angieski from Open the Books, he just texted me, said, Bill, it's a pig fest. And we're going to go deeper into what's in that bill, that $1.9 trillion bill that Nancy Pelosi is trying to get shoved through Congress right now, and there's a lot of screaming coming on the Beltway. I mean, if this doesn't cause conservatives to rise up and take a stand, I don't know how much more they have to put up with here, Dan. What do you think?
Well, that's sort of the problem that we have as Americans. We, good, decent Americans, we seem to wait until there's a crisis to do something. Is this enough of a crisis, the fact that we've elected essentially, you know, whatever that thing is in the White House? I don't know who's running the show, actually. Democrats in charge of both chambers in the House and the Senate. They've got 2 years to essentially destroy our country, and the real question becomes, what are we going to do about it? And the best thing that we can do is organize and unite locally where we live for real political action like we've never done before in recent history. And there's a way to do it, and it's called the Precinct Committeeman Strategy. I learned about it in seventh grade in public school in Wisconsin. And it's just using the apparatus of one of the two political parties to take over the party and then use it as your organizing tool to win the next round of elections, and send a signal to those who are incumbents that if they don't do the right thing, we've got the numbers and the organization now to take them out in the next primary election. That is the only way you can pressure somebody who's an office holder, is show them demonstrably that you've got the wherewithal to take them out in the next primary. And right now we're paper tigers.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, interesting. You talk about a local organic grassroots level that is very powerful. Of course, we saw something happen, you know, with the Tea Party. And it was so powerful, it got so much attention, that the apparatchik of the Democratic Party and the establishment went after them big time. I mean, to the degree that even Barack Obama kind of wink-winked to to Lois Lerner, saying, you know, let's kind of like slow walk those tax exemptions. And I maintained, to me, this is one of those big scandals that we've been living through, Dan, that just that little wink and Lois Lerner's ability to slow walk the tax exemptions process for those, anyone carrying a conservative title, anyone associated with a Tea Party organization, I think that they affected probably at least six voting cycles as a result. I mean, to this day, there still are Tea Party organizations that have not received their tax exemption. But, you know, these are the forces, the headwinds that we're coming against. But you break it down, you say, look, this is something you learned in seventh grade. And break that down a little bit more for our audience so that they understand just how academic this is, that it's not like you have to, you know, go and, you know, go to the Supreme Court and you know, fight for, you know, some sort of system that would allow you to do this. The system's already there. It's baked into the cake. We just have to understand what the rules of play are and how we can be most effective, right?
Right. Well, back in 2009, after Obama got elected, I started recruiting people to come into the party and become precinct committeemen. I saw the rise of the Tea Parties. I went to the first Tea Party rally here in Tempe, Arizona, by Tempe Town Lake. And I didn't run off and join a Tea Party. Why would I do that? I was already in a party. the Republican
right.
Party. I was a precinct committeeman. I tried to tell the Tea Partiers, don't go off and start new organizations and buy for tax-exempt status. Do all, instead, create a network. Take all of your people, pivot, invade the Republican Party, do all of your political activity inside the party as precinct committeemen. The IRS can't attack a private organization that doesn't have tax-exempt status in any way.
Right.
Keep your Tea Party loose organization. Caucus with one another, have whatever meetings you want, do whatever you want, but don't use the Tea Party for political organizing. There's another organization. It's called a, wait for it, political party. Get into the political party as precinct committeeman. Take it over. Start electing better Republicans. Because here's what the precinct committeeman can do at the local level. Like say at a county level or even a state level, they can vote to endorse the best candidate in the all important, traditionally very low turnout primary elections. You get a majority of the members of a committee to vote to endorse somebody officially, one Republican over the other. Now, not all committees allow you to do that, but most do or are silent on it. If you can endorse the best candidate, if there's a conservative challenger to a really bad rhino incumbent, if you can give your endorsement to the conservative, then that candidate, wherever he or she goes, can tell the audiences, put on their stickers, their signage, endorsed by the local Republican committee, the county committee, whatever it is, just like they do for endorsed by the police union or whatever. You can do it for the for the party. Then the average voter is not sure who to vote. We'll see that and go, oh, okay, endorsed by the conservative precinct committeeman of like Maricopa County. Then they've got something to go on, you know. And the other thing that you do is
Dan, hang on, because we're running out of time here in this first segment, and I don't want to break this down. I mean, this is good stuff here. I mean, was it just that even the Tea Party, with all their passions and everything, you know, just got ahead of themselves and really hadn't thought this through? And I think maybe they underestimated the whole idea of rhinos and how they had infested the Republican Party, and people were so focused on the R that they didn't even realize the substance and character of those that were supposedly representing the Republican Party. And disgustingly, we're seeing right now all this is being exposed and quite obvious. And your strategy is brilliant here, and I'm glad that you're on the show to talk about it. And we'll get into more detail after this with Dan Schultz. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, like anything that you get involved in, particularly in politics, and especially with what happened after the 2020 election, it is so important to understand the rules of play. And we have Dan Schultz with us. Dan is an elected Arizona Republican Party precinct committeeman. Now, that's a mouthful, but if you do not realize what a precinct committeeman is all about and the power and influence that they have, boy, you've got a lot to understand. And fortunately, we have Dan here. He is a vet. He's an attorney. He's an author. He's a patriot. He's someone who cares about the country, more about the country and the country's people than himself. Now, we have to understand, I mean, that old axiom, Dan, of follow the money is still true. And it's relative and relevant in everything, it seems, that comes in touch and in the orbit of the bureaucracy. As you and I were talking off air about these PACs, and you mentioned this one gal in the Beltway who just constantly, she's dialing for dollars. Well, she's making a ton of flipping money. I mean, what you said, something like $15,000 a month that she's making, and out there, you know, as a PAC representing supposedly conservative interest, and she's getting people to donate, and, you know, a little bit for the PAC and a little bit for her, and, you know, $15,000 a month in administrative fees. She's a happy little camper, and what does she care about the end result? The end result for her is about the money. It's not about principle. It's not about conservative values, is it?
Right, and that's just the PAC, and she's got the 501c that she pays herself from, too. But I really don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is the fact that you can't, like, checkbook activism doesn't work. What works is actual human action, and it starts where you live, and that's what I want to talk about this morning. I've got...
Well, I guess the only reason I'm bringing that up, Dan, is that people need this sense of, you know, they already sense that it's corrupt and there's serious problems here in River City. And I point it out only from a standpoint is that what is it going to take to get you off the couch and get you activated as part of, you know, what our Constitution really commands of us when it says we the people, a government of, for, by we the people. It's not a passive statement. It's an activated statement that says the people must participate. If we do not participate, the elites are happy to run away with all the money and take over, which is exactly what they're doing right now. And what you're bringing to light here is a solution. So go ahead. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thanks. So there's here's the bottom line. If you want to find out more of this, because I've only got a couple of minutes here, a few minutes, go to my blog, precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. And there you'll find tutorial videos, interviews I've done with others, videos, articles, how to order my book, how to get into the real ball game of politics where you live to help President Donald J. Trump make America great again. I'll give it away here. The way is to become a precinct committeeman where you live, okay? So what does that mean?
Right.
You've got to find your county committee. You've got to find it. You got to go to the meeting. You got to say, I want to volunteer to become a precinct committeeman. In some states, you can look up whether there's a vacancy in your precinct before you go. In some states, they're having elections for precinct committeemen right now. Some states do it by a primary election like we do here in Arizona. We did ours back in 2020, our August primary in Georgia, in South Carolina, in North Carolina. This is the election season right now. In some of those states, they do it by a county convention where you show up in mass, and then there are little caucus meetings for each precinct. In South Carolina and Georgia, they do it at the precinct level first. You show up. If nobody else shows up, you win by default. You're the precinct delegate, and you get to represent your precinct and the voters in it inside the party. But why is this so important? We got to take over our party. Going to take over the organization of our party so we can use it as our organizing tool to elect better people. I didn't say elect better Republicans. I said elect better people. And when you go to these monthly meetings of these committees, guess who shows up? The candidates, including the incumbents. And you can walk right up to them and eyeball them because you're a precinct committeeman and you're representing the voters in your precinct.
You
can ask them hard questions face to face. They come to these meetings because they need the precinct committeeman to help get out the vote for them. So this is why you've got to become a precinct committeeman. Right now across the country, there's about 400,000 of these slots in the Republican Party. Over 200,000 of them are vacant. That's a power vacuum. Half are moderates, half are conservatives. The party that half strength and at war with itself internally. Okay? Imagine if we filled up, we conservatives, we good, decent Americans, got off the couch, filled up all those slots. Now the ratio goes to 75% conservative, 25% moderates, or whatever you want to call those people who are masquerading as Republicans. Now we elect everybody, and we've got a party that's at 100% strength. It's a real simple, common sense strategy. The first goal, take back the apparatus of the party and then use it to elect better people in the next election cycle. Not only for the public offices in government, but also the party itself. So we have an RNC that isn't full of never Trumpers like it is right now and has been the last 4 years sabotaging Donald Trump. And I know that for a fact that they were doing that. I know people who are on the RNC who have told me 80% of the RNC members are never Trumpers. Well, guess what?
Wow.
Those RNC members get elected by somebody. I mean, think about it. Has anybody pondered this? How do you get to be an RNC member? Well, here in Arizona, the way it works is precinct committeemen, elected precinct committeemen, elect one of their number for every three of them. state committeeman. We elect state committeemen. I'm a state committeeman. I went to the organizational meeting in January as a state committeeman. So did three of my kids who are state committeemen, 20 years old, 22 years old. We voted for who became our chairman of our party, who serves on the RNC for a two-year term. We did that. We got to directly vote for who was on the RNC. That's real political power.
Then exactly.
The national committeeman and the national committee woman who elects those people. Again, it's people that the precinct committeemen elect. Precinct committeemen every 4 years elect state convention delegates. I was a state convention delegate. Only precinct committeemen elect those delegates. Anybody can run, but only precinct committeemen elect them. Then we go to the state convention, and we do three things. We elect the national convention delegates. We elect for a four-year term a national committeeman and a national committee woman. If you want to increase the chances that those three people from your state on the RNC are conservatives, first thing you've got to do is create voting majorities in the precinct committeeman ranks so that the electors you are electing also are conservatives. And that's why you got another reason why you've got to become a precinct committeeman. Also, listen to this. If there's a vacancy in the state legislature in Arizona, they don't hold a special election. They go back to the legislative district. We have 30. And the precinct committeeman of that party get to elect three people who then the county board of supervisors select from that list of three. Well, if you've got a conservative majority in the precinct committeeman ranks, it doesn't matter who those three are. All three of them are going to be conservatives, and now you've gotten a new incumbent conservative representing you in the state legislature. Also, who selects our electoral college members in our state of Arizona? One person, the state chairman of the party, sole statutory power in Arizona to do that. You want to make sure that that state chairman is going to select good, decent people who won't be these, faithless electors?
Right.
That's political power. Precinct committeemen are the party. If there are no precinct committeemen in a state, if there are none, there's no party. Precinct committeemen are the party. They define the party. And right now, good, decent Americans are ceding the field of battle by sitting on their couch and not doing this. And guess what? The establishment Republicans hope you never find out about this. Have you ever gotten a letter from the Republican Party saying, hey, there's a vacancy in your precinct. We want you to become a precinct committeeman? You haven't.
Never once.
Haven't you?
Never once.
They don't
exactly.
want you. They hope you never find out about this. That's why I'm telling you.
Amazing. And you say right now over 200,000 vacancies of the 400,000 slots available for GOP representation at the local level as a committeeman.
Yeah, the average is about half in every state. And here in Arizona, it's worse. We have two-thirds of our slots vacant. However, we've in my legislative district, we had 161 elected precinct committeemen for 444 slots. Well, this month we recruited about 25. This next month, the current month, we're gonna recruit probably 30 or 40. Same thing's happening all across Maricopa County. There are a glimmer of hopes. Cochise County in 2 years filled all of their slots. I asked them, how did you do it? They told me, we focused on it. We went to the Trumpers. We recruited them.
Yes.
We explained it to them. That's what you got to do.
Okay, so again, the website, is it precinctstrategy.com?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes,
okay, so precinctstrategy.com. Dan Schultz has been with... Dan, this is brilliant. I mean, you talk about turning up a light of hope for conservatives and for people that want to put America first. I mean, this is outstanding. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing it with us. All the best to you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Bill.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.